We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, welcome back to Maloney and Fourier. Christian is off today. Nick Fitzy Stevens is joining me, so we're still the MFers here, and it's 4 o'clock, which means it's time to talk to our friend Mike Lombardi. A conversation with Mike is sponsored by Zooty. You can build any app your company needs in 1 week. Visit Zooty.com for details. Infinium Spirits, Templeton Rye, whiskey for the strong spirit, and by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline is Mike Lombardi. Mike, how you doing? Lou and Fitzy here.
I'm doing great, Lou. Fitzy, everything's good. How about you guys?
We are doing good. We, you know, we were just talking about this Antonio Brown situation, and I don't know where you stand, but the people comparing this with Aaron Rodgers, I don't get the comparison. Do you look at the two the same, or do you see them separately?
No, I think it's completely separate. I mean, Aaron Rodgers told the Packers and the league the truth. He didn't tell the media the truth.
Right.
Antonio Brown didn't tell anyone the truth. So I don't. To me, it's completely different. I mean, Rodgers broke the trust of the media, okay, but Brown broke the trust of his team. That's different.
So I want to go back because Bruce Arians, I guess, was talking to Peter King back in October, and he talked about Antonio Brown. He says he screws up one more time, he's gone. Is he too good for them to just cut this guy, or 3 weeks from now, do you think they're still going to put him out there because he's a good football player?
Well, I think Brady likes him. I think, you know, Bruce was – I mean – I reported the Patriots were going to sign Antonio Brown, and the worldwide leader informed me that they would never sign him.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then they signed him. So this has never been really what Bruce has wanted. I mean, you know, he's been anti-Antonio Brown. We don't need him, yada, yada, yada.
Right.
They just brought Rashad Perryman back up. You don't think they need him? But they're signing Perryman, who's bounced around the league and couldn't play for Detroit. You don't think they need Antonio Brown?
Is it just the player, you think, Mike, or is it the role that receiver plays in the this sort of like Arians-Brady hybrid offense that they're running?
Well, I think it's clearly, you know, Brady trusts Antonio Brown. He thinks he's really good. He'll throw the ball to him. He doesn't trust Rashard Perryman. Perryman's going to run two routes, you know? And so, like, those are the routes that Brady doesn't want to throw, you know? So it just doesn't fit to me. But Bruce, you know, I think Bruce has got a lot of problems, probably rightly so. I'm not defending Antonio here, from the scars of the Pittsburgh days.
All right, we're talking to Mike Lombardi. Mike, I want to go back real quick to this win against Tennessee because I thought maybe the impressive thing from this team offensively was I feel like the Titans took away what this team does well, and that's run the football for basically three quarters, and they were still able to move the ball. Does that say a lot about this offense kind of in where they are now 12 games into it?
Well, I think, you know, they can play right or left-handed, right? That's what we saw. The early part of that game, the run fronts that Tennessee were jumping into was really challenging, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, they had to throw the ball. They said they basically came in the game, and we remember Vrabel's commentary about the Patriots run game. I mean, he felt like, look, if we can get them into a passing game, maybe we can create some turnovers. Maybe we can create some situations where we can get the ball on a short field and then go from there. And I think that was the plan. But once they started to throw the ball effectively and, you know, utilize their skill at quarterback, utilize their skill at receiver, then it became problematic. And then once they started to have to defend a little bit of the passing game, they started to run the football.
So, Mike, when you look at Monday night's game, which easily the biggest game of the week, biggest game for both teams this season, a lot of those biggest game of the seasons for the 2021 Patriots. We've been debating back and forth today, talking about who is this a bigger game for, the Patriots or the Bills, and we've kind of deduced that this game means more, that there's more pressure on the Bills. Do you agree?
Look, the Patriots go to bye, then they have the Colts. I think there's a ton of every game in December, there's pressure on the team. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's one way or the other. I think you have to win games in December if you're going to win games in January. I think that's really important. So there is pressure on both teams. I would say I agree with you. There's probably more because you want to be able to hold serve on your own field. But we know this. I mean, look, Buffalo is a team that has not really been built for the weather of Buffalo. They're more of a finesse team.
Yeah.
And we're going to have 29 degrees, windy, and overcast there. You know, 21-mile-an-hour wind, probably snow. So that's not exactly the best conditions to throw the football. It's going to come down to physical toughness within the trenches, and we'll see which team's better in that area.
You know, Mike, I know you've talked before about the running game, guys like Derrick Henry, and you're talking about the playoffs. Like, running backs, you know, they don't necessarily kill you or can't really just beat you on their own. But isn't that maybe, like, the issue up in Buffalo, that these two guys, they just don't, or three guys, I should say, with Breida now, they don't have a running attack? Is that what you're talking about, where it's just all on Josh Allen?
It's all on Josh Allen. And plus, here's the other thing. They can't get control of the game. The third and shorts, you know, the tough yardage. When another team comes in there and pushes them around, you've got to be able to – look, I'm a big proponent of you've got to be able to throw the ball to score points. I think there's no doubt. You know, but I think you have to run the ball to pace the game. And you have to run the ball to control the game. And I think if you can do that, if you can play right and left-handed, running and throwing, you have a much better chance to win.
So, Mike, how big of a loss on the Patriots' defense could Kyle Duggar potentially be? He wasn't out of practice today. He hasn't been ruled out, but we know that he was placed on the COVID-19 list just a couple days ago. I know there's a lot of good safety play in the Patriots this year, but how potentially big could that be, and how do you replace a guy like that?
Well, I mean, this week's going to be different because, you know, they are such a receiving threat team. You know, you don't need to have Duggar in the box as much as you do. He's going to be able to cover guys. I think, you know, the way their safeties have played this year, you know, Phillips certainly has done really a great job. And McCourty, other than that missed tackle the other day, has played really sound. He gets his hands on the football and he's made plays. So, look, it's got to be the next man up mentality, you know, and I think that that's something that Coach Belichick preaches. And, you know, they're just going to have to rely on some of their guys. I think they could kick Jalen Mills inside and play him at safety and then basically try to play, you know, with Joquan Williams at corner and then Miles Bryant at corner too. So I think they have some flexibility in that area. They got Shane Wade up on the roster last week to give him some reps. So that gives them the fourth corner that they're looking for, or the fifth corner that they're looking for, because Miles Bryant is clearly the third and fourth. And then they could put Mills inside if that was the matchup they wanted to do.
Talking to Mike Lombardi. Mike, J.C. Jackson's really been stepping up this year. You know this organization, how they've worked in the past. What, in your opinion, what is the future of J.C. Jackson, whether it be in this organization or will they pay that kind of money?
I think, you know, it's going to come down to what's the best deal that they can make. I mean, look, the guy has been really good. He's always around the football, and corners that are around the football are hard to find, you know. You know, corner position is an instinctive position. As much as we want to make it out to be a position of speed and athleticism, it's all that. But it has to be instinctive, and it has to be able to make plays on the ball. I mean, like, let's just take Jamal Adams, for example, making over $16 million a year. He never makes a play on a ball. How do you pay that?
Mm-hmm. So is it a better chance of keeping him on the franchise tag, or do you really think they break the bank here? Because you know how it is. Another team is going to.
Well, yeah, I mean, I don't know. I think certainly whatever the franchise number is, I'm sure they would try to keep. They're going to be tight on the cap, too. It depends on where this cap goes to and then how much room they can create from their team. I think it remains to be seen. But certainly you want to keep a guy like J.C. Jackson around.
So, Mike, we've been talking about which team we think is the, you know, best in the AFC. People now talking about the Patriots making their march. We'll see what happens Sunday, Denver, Kansas City. But one team, and, you know, a lot of things have to break the right way for them to be able to make it to the postseason. But who knows? Still wide open. The Miami Dolphins, what they're doing recently is impressive. They're gunning for their fifth straight on Sunday. They're going up against the Daniel Jones-free Giants. They probably should get it easily. What's been the key to the turnaround for Miami, and how realistic do you think teams fearing them should be?
Well, I mean, they play. Look, they're tough to play, right? And the way they play, the way they run blitz zero, the way they're able to attack the quarterback. And now in the last 4 weeks of the season, since the Buffalo game, they have started to create turnovers. I mean, since that Buffalo game, they've created seven turnovers, and they've won all the games, and they've protected the football fairly well. They've only really turned the ball over twice. So they've done a good job in that area, and they've been very opportunistic with their offense. They're very good on the opening drive of the game. They're good at starting the second half. They game plan really well, and their defense has really become a problem. They're really doing a good job of attacking the opponents. Now, you know, I mean, they beat Houston, not a good team. That got the drive going. Baltimore went down there without a blitz zero package. How they did that, I don't know. And then they beat the Jets in Carolina. So I think this obviously is a team they should beat. They go into the bye, then they come back and play the Jets, and then they're on the road for the Saints in Tennessee. Look, they could be right in this thing.
Mike, we've been kind of looking at Mac Jones all year long, and I was even saying, like, I don't even know if we look at him as a rookie quarterback anymore. He's just a quarterback in this league. But I think it's safe to say this is his biggest test. It's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's a very good team. What do you expect out of Mac? Is it much of the same, or is this sort of like a rookie game for him? Where he looks like.
Well, I think this is going to be his biggest challenge as a pro, right? I mean, he's going up into Buffalo Monday night. They're going to be drinking all day. It'll be an incredibly festive atmosphere. It's a playoff game. Yeah. I mean, it'll be no different than any playoff game in January. And, you know, Matt, the good thing about drafting a player from Alabama and from the Southeast Conference is they've been in a lot of big games. I mean, he's gone into Ole Miss and in Oxford, Mississippi with the crowd noise on a Saturday night game, or going to Texas A&M with College Station with 100,000 people. Got to play those games. And I think it's been a good experience. But I think, like a lot of things that Coach Belichick will do this week, it'll take the three phases of their game to win this game. It just won't be Mac Jones has to win it. It'll be three phases. Now, Mac Jones has got to play good. There's no doubt. He's got to play good. Can't turn the ball over. Got to take the throws, you know, make the decisions, handle all their blitzes, do a good job of communication, which they didn't do in Atlanta at times. I think that's going to be the key.
All right, Mike, listen, man, enjoy the weekend of football. Monday night's a big game, and we're looking forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Mike Lombardi.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.